setting boundaries is crucial for freelancers, especially when taking time off. So in this episode, Shay and I are going to discuss ways to truly disconnect, if that is even possible, how to set expectations with clients, avoid the temptation to stay plugged in, which is something that personally I tend to do. So Shay, you might have to take the lead on this one. It's important to obviously protect your time, fully recharge when you're off. And so we're going to obviously chat about hopefully providing advice on drawing the line. So prepping clients before you go. We touched on that in the previous episode. Do you set boundaries at the same time? So you've told them you're going to be away, but if they email you while you're gone, are you going to reply? Do they know that, and do they take advantage of that?
So I make it very clear that it's not a working holiday. Typically I'll say limited access to email or no access to email. Let's be honest, we always pretty much have access to email, but at least then the expectation is set that I'm not going to be replying. And then I make sure to set an out of office. And I do give my WhatsApp, my phone number, just in case there is an emergency. I've never actually had anyone use it because, let's be honest, the kind of work we do is not exactly life and death. So I give it there just more as a courtesy than anything else. And I really do, it is difficult for all of us to completely disconnect or disengage, but I really try, I promise. The 1 year I did do in December, I did a digital detox, so I just didn't have my phone for a week. And first mistake was perhaps not telling enough people that I'd done that. So then I had friends and family contacting my husband saying, is Shay okay? Are you alive? We haven't heard from her. So if you are going to do that, please just let your caring friends and family know that you're fine. It was irritating because I couldn't Google things. I realized how much I actually just love Googling. But it was great. I read more books. I spent less time, on the doom scroll. And I think it really does help you to, if you can, try it. Try do a day even where you put your phone in a box and don't look at it. It might take more than a day to get over the withdrawals. But once you've freed yourself of that device, it's the most fantastic thing ever. And that's sometimes also why I like actually in the holidays getting away, because then I feel like you're not being pulled into the habits of home, a lot of which include being connected. So actually getting away, even if you've got signal or whatever, you are just less likely to look at your phone. Luckily, my camera on my phone is really crap. So I always get other people to take photos for me. And everyone knows my camera's crap and that I'm useless at taking photos. So no one ever asks me, which is great. So I do often, even if I'm haven't gone anywhere spectacular, but if I go to the beach, I won't take my phone. If I absolutely don't have to take my phone to the shops, I won't take my phone to the shops. Just those little things that help you disconnect a bit. Something else that helped me before I went on maternity leave was unsubscribing to a whole bunch of emails. Some I was tempted to stay on, but you know what? I haven't missed any of them really. And it's just about that mental load of seeing a notification come through and feeling like, oh, let me see what that is. I've turned off, even now, my notifications are off on my phone by default. That does mean that I'm always going on my phone to see if I have any notifications. We're all a bit addicted, really. But those are some of the tactics that I use to try disconnect.
I have disconnected. Well, I've tried to disconnect in several ways, not just for a leave perspective, because I think that having 100% 24/7 connectivity, we're always busy with something, whether it's on our phones or on our computers or whatever. So in terms of disconnecting, I know that I have a smartphone addiction, but then the reason I know that is because I've closed my Facebook, I've closed my Instagram, I've removed LinkedIn off of my phone. I don't have email on my phone. I've only got WhatsApp. That's literally the only kind of social media. And yes, okay, I've got like a million and one other tools that I use for specific things, but those are the kind of big time sucks. And I know that I have a smartphone addiction because regardless of not having those time sucks on my phone anymore, I still touch my phone about 3,000 times a day. So, it's the struggle is real. And so turning off notifications and that kind of thing is essential. From a work perspective, I try and not open my emails on my computer when I'm on leave. Unfortunately, that does mean when I come back to the office, I've got like a million unread emails, most of which are spam. In terms of setting boundaries for clients, most of the clients have got my WhatsApp number as well, but most of them are really respectful of the fact that you're going to be on leave. And those are the ideal clients to have, obviously. I did have a client a few years ago who had no respect at all and was like WhatsApping me at like 1 o'clock on a Saturday morning and, you know, wanting something by close of business or close of business Sunday. Listen to how I'm even phrasing it. You know, I've got a client now that's like, can you get this to me by Saturday? And I'm like, I'll get it to you by Friday, because quite honestly, you know, I'm very protective of that time off. But when it's longer periods of time, it is difficult for me to disconnect completely, especially because my way of disconnecting is usually vegetating in front of the TV and watching everything that has been added to my Netflix list through the year that I haven't had time to watch. So I don't disconnect completely, but I try and at least disconnect from LinkedIn is the only social media I've got left. WhatsApp I need to get under control because that's my new addiction. But work emails, work sites, research, all of that, I'm very fortunate that I don't have too much of a problem saying goodbye to it for a little while.
And I think you've brought up quite a good point, which I don't do, is I have got a work email address, but I just tend to use my personal email address for everything, which is not only unprofessional, but it also means that I'm still checking my work/personal address often when I'm taking time off, because there's stuff that I need for my personal life. So I think that's something I could maybe let's put a pin in that for 2025 for me to actually start using my work address.
Oh well, good luck trying to update people to get to use a different email address. No. Like, you've already dug a hole, and so to get out of that is going to be a struggle, or it's going to be a challenge.
A challenge.
The obstacle is the way. So you know.
And I wanted to say something else on that. Oh, and also something that's helpful is having filters on your email so that you know you can ignore the whole section that says promotions or updates or whatever. And, you know, it's only the primary emails that you actually might need to take a look at.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about kind of holiday rituals or activities. And I don't want to go too deep into this now because we are going to chat about that a lot more in the next episode. But how do you actually stay away from work distractions? Because my problem is that being my own boss, let me put it this way. When I traded the 9-to-5, nobody said I was going to be trading it for like a 24/7. I think is is how the cliche goes. And while
I'm
not sitting in front of my computer,
that is going to be the title of this episode.
What?
When I was 24/7.
Yeah, but it's true. I mean, when you're your own boss, you might not be sitting in front of your computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but business is always at the back of your mind. Like, I go to bed thinking about money. I wake up thinking about money. Like, money is a huge, like, the finances of the business and how it's supporting me in my personal life is like the number one factor of most decisions that I make in the business. So when I break away from business and take time off, I struggle to switch that part of my brain off. Do you have like a hack that helps you unplug from the kind of daily grind? I'm a freelancer and I'm not working and I'm not earning money, et cetera, et cetera. Not even from a financial perspective, because we spoke about that in the last episode, but just purely from are you able to stop thinking about it?
No, but I do have a hack. So yes. What I do is, you know, typically because we're all addicted to our phones, I have my phone on me most of the time, and I've got a running list that I actually have on WhatsApp. I just find it easier to access than my notes for whatever reason. So when you have an idea in your head, write it down, because once you've written it down, you've kind of released it from your head, made note of it so that it's not ruminating in there for you to remember. It's now written down so that when you have time to deal with it or the energy to deal with it, you can deal with it. So, I mean, it applies, which we're going to talk about in the next episode, to creative ideas too, because otherwise I forget them. So for me, having that list, and then when I've got some time, when I finish my client work, I'll go to my WhatsApp and I'll see, oh, geez, yeah, remember that. And some of them I'll action. And as soon as I've actioned it, I delete it from my WhatsApps. So that's my hack.
Oh, clever. I have taken to WhatsApping myself because obviously I need social engagement and I only have WhatsApp now, so I have to engage with myself. So I send myself a lot of WhatsApps and like articles that I find online. Mm. But again, because I'm so disorganized, I find that much like I've discussed before, and we were chatting offline about how as soon as I turn the page over on my notepad, those notes are gone forever. As soon as the information has gone about 3 or 4 chat messages up, like I don't scroll that far up in my WhatsApps anymore. I'm looking at what's on. I'm looking at the above the fold. So yes, I am terrible. I'm terrible at taking time off, in case people haven't noticed. So I like how we're doing these episodes on hacks to take time off when I myself am terrible at it. So I defer to all opinions and suggestions to you, Shay.
Well, look, I think as every freelancer knows, it's a work in progress and it does take a while before you actually start using and enjoying your freelance freedoms. So for all of us, it's a journey, not a destination, that's for sure. Excuse the really stupid pun.
The cliche. Yeah. Cliches for the win. We're winning with cliches. At least we're doing that during these episodes. Mm. Cool. We want to know from you guys, how do you disconnect? There's obviously an art to truly unplugging as a freelancer. Do you have any hacks and tips for us? Shay's okay. I am in desperate need of help. So please give your tips in the comments. Pop us a DM on me on LinkedIn, Shay on any platform, except TikTok, I think.
TikTok. No, I only love Facebook. You think I love all of them? I only love Facebook.
Well, for me, it's LinkedIn and other. So
yes, LinkedIn, Facebook.
Cool. Pop us a message. Give us your hacks. Give us your tips. Give us your problems. What do you struggle with? We're interested to know if we're all struggling in the same, sitting in the same boat, or if we're in the same storm in different boats. Do let us know. And obviously, while you're here, don't forget to subscribe and we'll check you out in the next episode.